In the studio with us today, we've got Becky Wernzing and Anita Womack. They're from the Southern Missouri Technical Institute's Practical Nursing Program. Boy, that is a mouthful right there. Ladies, welcome. And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, thank you for having us. So we wanted to talk about our application window is open right now. So we're the Southern Missouri Technical Institute Practical Nursing Program, and we are currently taking applications until October 31st. And this is for our 2025 Practical Nursing class. So we are a program that goes January to December. There's no prerequisites that are required. If you've never been to college, that's okay. But you learn the basics of nursing. And when you graduate in December, we actually have an affiliation with Missouri State University. They teach 14 college credit hours for us. So when you graduate in December, you have that college credit to transfer if you decide to go on and, you know, reach out to try to get your RN degree, or your associate degree to get your RN license. And so, you know, we work close with them. But the practical nursing program, like I said, it's only a year program, and we go out to different sites. We go to the hospitals. We go to some offices, like clinical offices, heart care, wound care. We just try to get our students out there to see and do as much as they can. It's very important to have that good foundation. There's so many job opportunities out there right now. So, you know, now's the time to get into nursing. If you've ever thought about it, please give us a call at Southern Missouri Technical Institute. You can also visit our website. It's somotech.edu, and look at our programs that we offer. But we would love to have you. If you have any questions, please give us a call.
All right. Now tell us where it's located at.
Southern Missouri Technical Institute is located on 407 West Thornburg Avenue. And we are a part of the West Plains R7 School District. So we have several adult programs, but the practical nursing is our biggest one. And like I said, we go January to December. And then we have also a surge tech program for the adult side. That's in the healthcare side. But we have high school students that come over. We have 13 sending schools that they send their high school students over there to us, and they take Help Oc. And, you know, that's just starting out and learning how to be a CNA. We have a farm tech class. So we're offering a lot of things in our building that will help you get started in the healthcare field.
All right. Now let's get this young lady. She thought she wasn't going to get to talk today, but we're going to put her in here. Anita Womack, what exactly do you do?
So my name is Anita Womack, and I've been an instructor at the school for over 3 years. I teach various classes there. So they're seated in class part of the time they're in school, and they also go out clinically to the hospitals, clinics, the schools. There's different places we send them, and so I go to clinicals with them as well.
All right. So anything else we need to know about the program?
Yeah, so I'd like to talk about how our partners in the industry are everywhere, and they really have come out and reached out to us about recruitment of our students, and that's become such a big part of our program. They come and talk to our students about what's out there, what the LPN role is nowadays, that's really evolved, and that it's not just working in the hospital, it's working in clinics, it's working in home health, school nurses, and they may be asked to travel, but they can do travel nursing as well after they get a little more experience. So them getting the opportunity to pick where they really want to work has happened. You know, you're not saying, oh, you got to work just in this one area now, you're an LPN. They can really pick what they really prefer.
Okay. Now, what else do we need to know?
So if you're interested, like I said, our application window closes October 31st, and then we'll make a decision about the 2025 class. If any questions at all, please reach out to us. Also, financial aid. We have a person, Anita Collins is our financial aid coordinator. We actually have, there's so many, I should say, things out there that will help our students to, you know, help pay for childcare, help pay for gas mileage, you know, if you qualify for any of those things. And Ms. Collins can help, and we can get that set up. So if you think, well, it's something I can't afford right now, or something I can't do financially, There are things out there that might could help you. So before you say no, check into these options. You know, give our school a call. Talk to Anita Collins. Like I said, our financial aid coordinator. And, you know, see what all you might be able to get. And so, but definitely, our application is online at somotech.edu. You can also call our school if you have any questions. But you can go online, fill out an application. We ask for 3 references. There is an, There is a admission exam that you take called the TEAS test, and we give you information to practice. And so then you come in and take that admissions exam. But just please reach out to us if you have any questions at all.
All right. What's the phone number to call you?
The number is 417-256-6152.
All right. Sounds good. Ladies, thanks for coming by. We know that we can depend on y'all to come that same time every year, and we always look forward to it. Snuck up on me this year. I wasn't ready for you.
Well, thank you for having us.
All righty. Thank you.